Badewanne, Podcast und Herbst? Das wird nur getoppt von Altours, Reisen und günstig. Denn auch wenn dein Schaumbad zum Träumen von sonnigen Breitengraden einlädt, echte Südsonne bleibt unschlagbar. Und Altours hat einfach die besten Ziele für dich. Ägypten, Kanaren, Griechenland, Türkei, Karibik. Nicht träumen, Altours buchen. Alles drin, alles gut, alles für dich. Altours, alles aber günstig. Jetzt im Reisebüro oder auf altours.de.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just on race with me. Yeah. Jesus is just on race. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just on race with me. Jesus is just on race.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom Griswold, who is joining us via Zoom?
Oh, there I can see her on the big screen. It's the lovely, beautiful Allie Breen. Hi, Allie.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Are you in a hotel?
No, I'm in New York, but I'm in my friend's guest house. I'm riding horses this week. Up in Bedford.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, Allie, what have you got for us?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend loves to get frisky while I'm on the phone with important people. Like during work calls and calls with my mom.
Oh. Hot.
I thought it was hot and fun at first, but it's getting annoying and I usually need to actually be paying attention. I tried telling her that and she rolled her eyes and said, I'm boring. What do I do?
Can you take the calls elsewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Walk outside? Pretty easy fix.
Yeah, in your car. Outside.
I wonder what the nature of the job is. I wonder if this guy's giving important medical advice.
The nature of his job or the one she's giving him?
Perhaps he could take
the
calls.
She can't answer the phone.
He could take the calls at his new apartment.
Yeah, I think maybe you just have to leave wherever you are. She's not going to stop.
I was going to say,
maybe he should start doing Zoom calls.
Oh,
even worse.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she'd behave herself.
Well.
Oh, I doubt it.
That'd even make it hotter, wouldn't it? Because
I don't.
She'd be like, "You can't make any, facial expressions or."
Yeah, then he's really gotta work his way through it.
Depends
the
on
mom
what doing.
Thing is particularly odd.
Well, I think it is. The essence of this is she wants him to focus exclusively on her.
This is
times.
Her thing, yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Is that what the basis of this?
I think she's being fun, but I can see where it would be annoying, especially talking to your mother.
Right. Yeah. If you do it all the time, it's not fun anymore, though, right? Then it's not special.
Yeah, it should be every now and again.
In fact, she's boring.
Joshy, why are you saying, oh, God, over and over and over again?
Very religious.
Got religion, Mom. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Let's get to our next letter. Once again, it's Sexy Time with Allie Breen. Allibreen. If you want to write Allie on the various social media platforms, please feel free. What have we got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I've been dating an older man for 8 years. He's married, but he's been unhappy and planning on leaving his wife. I've been beyond patient, and he finally started taking steps toward divorce. Come to find out that he has been seeing someone else that he met about a year ago.
Oh, this guy who's cheating on your life isn't loyal? Shocking.
Yeah. God. Oh, honey.
He says he still wants to see each other,
sure. But
he doesn't want to get married again right away. I'm so mad I want to lash out, but I don't know who to lash out or how. Any ideas?
God, woman. You deserve so much better.
Yeah.
She knows the answer, yeah.
She needs to get the hell away as fast as she can.
And he's never going to remarry.
He's never going to, no, he's never going to marry
I think she knows
you.
All that. I think she's asking how she can lash out.
She,
don't.
Yeah.
I'm seeing.
Walk away.
Friday night at 9 o'clock, NBC. A lot of still shots of the dead guy.
Dateline.
A little Dateline action.
Okay. All right.
Now, be reasonable. Just start a group text with his current wife and the other woman. You know, get in there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And just say, hey, good to talk to you guys again.
He wasted your time. Why don't you just mess up his life a little bit? Although, I would think the new girl probably knows about the other two, which means there's probably another one you don't know about, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or there's one on the way. He's got one ready to go after her.
Yeah. Oh, man. Go out and get yourself some new tails.
This guy sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds cool.
I feel really sad for you, ma'am.
I bet you he's rich, too. Got a lot of money, cool cars.
Oh, yeah. Work on your self-esteem. You deserve so much better.
That's we don't sad. Know her, though. We're only getting one side of this.
She wasted 8 years on a guy who's...
Yeah, look at the other side.
Yeah. I'm sure she got something out of it.
Maybe the guy's a good cook.
Yeah.
She had some good meals, a couple nice gifts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe a trip or two.
You know, oh, boy.
Some good In-N-Out. You know,
oh, that's brutal.
But the In-N-Out was all right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. That's a great burger.
Our next letter, Allie Breen. What do you got over there?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend sings at the top of her lungs when we're in the car on road trips, or she just talks nonstop. If I try to listen to talk radio or podcast, she just turns it down and continues singing or blabbering on.
Yes?
I think she thinks she's being cute, but it's honestly filling me with rage. I'm dreading getting in the car with her. Everything else is fine. What do I do?
This is easy. This is easy.
All right, go.
Headphones.
Ah.
Sealed. Headphones.
I don't know.
There's no way she's going to allow that.
She sounds like the type of girl who's going to rip them out of her.
She'd take them off his ears.
He's driving. He can't wear sealed headphones. Yeah, what if there's an emergency?
It is illegal. He does that.
That is illegal.
Pop wears the
headphones. I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's illegal, Tom.
You're riding dirty.
The sounds of the road.
It's a Raycon in one ear, wherever she is, the side that she's on.
I suppose you could go with the Raycons.
You wear sealed headphones in your car?
They have an outside monitor thing on them.
So last week,
Tom, you just drown the sound of your family out? That's horrible.
How many ambulances pulled up right behind her? Yeah. And hit the big horn.
Magooing
there.
About town. Many accidents left in his
life. I love this book.
I think this music is playing.
That's illegal.
No, the headphones have a thing that monitors the outside.
That's not true.
You're making that up. How many crimes have you admitted to committing on air? You do this, you run stoplights early in the morning. You're a criminal.
I mean, it's not illegal for death. People to drive, right?
I don't know how to help this guy besides look at her and go, just shut up. Yeah. Just shut up.
He just has to tell her.
Kind of sounds like
that's what's going to happen.
We'll have Josh go talk to her and you will tell her what?
You shut up.
That'll clear the whole thing up.
This easily could have been written by my boyfriend. So it's kind of.
Have you ever heard the song She's Talking Again?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song from Henry Phillips.
Yep.
That's the thing. I don't think that there's a cure for this. Nothing's going to help.
Run the car off the road.
You know what? Why don't you try singing along with her and having fun? And then when she realizes that you enjoy it, she might stop.
Jesus. Not everybody lives their life so spitefully.
Hold on, Josh. What were you saying, Willie? I'm a genius and it sounds good?
Not in a spiteful way, but just to be like, hey, I'm kind of on board with this. And then if she is intentionally doing it to bug you, then maybe she'll slow it down.
Now, the man wants to listen to his podcast and stuff. He shouldn't have to play these games. She needs to shut up.
Just need to tell her to stop talking.
He's probably got a podcast with some genius alleged comedian telling him how to cure what ails him and all the science that we hear on these podcasts. Maybe cook up that dinner we talked about earlier where you cook your chicken in NyQuil.
Tom's clearly upset about something else.
No reason to bring Seth Rogen
we're not talking about that.
No reason to bring Seth Rogen in. You mean Joe Rogan?
No, I meant Seth.
He's having fun in there. These are jokes sometimes.
Let's get our next letter, Allie Breen.
An Weihnachten geht's doch eigentlich um Gefühle. Naja, und um die Geschenke natürlich. Verpacke beides liebevoll. Mit tollen Geschenkinspirationen bei Douglas. Nur du kennst deine Lieblingsmenschen so gut und landest deshalb einfach immer einen Volltreffer. Mit wunderbarer Kosmetik, Pflegeprodukten und Düften bei Douglas. Und bei dir bleibt die Gewissheit, die größte Freude gemacht zu haben. Also, verschenke das Douglas-Gefühl.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein, ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. shopify.de/try besuchen.
Einfach shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Dear Allie, my husband and I decided to get back together after a 6-month separation. During that separation, I hooked up with one of his friends a few times. I'm obviously not going to continue doing that, but do I need to tell him what happened? No. I don't think he'd handle it well.
No. Keep your mouth shut.
Yep. Ignorance is bliss.
God, no. Don't
poster size DPs. Hey, you recognize Steve?
No. What happens on a break stays on the break.
Exactly.
Is there any chance the buddy...
That's why he had a separation.
But what if the buddy, they're out having beers, and he goes, hey, I want to say I'm really sorry for sleeping with your ex. I know you're going to get back together.
Then that's how it happens.
She also needs to talk to him. We're not telling
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if he does slip up, say, hey, we were separated. I didn't feel it was your business.
Exactly. Only reason to, you're only going to hurt him.
Right. Roll over and, by the way, don't tell him.
Oh, also, you're kind of a whore.
And you shouldn't have done that in the first place.
Don't ever, a pretty crappy move.
Don't you ever forget that.
And we're all mad at, just like in the previous letter, shut up.
No other guys out there? Had to bang him?
Really? Yeah.
All right.
All right. Next, we're doing a great job today. This is really helpful.
What about the friend?
Doing the Lord's work.
Guys can't help it.
Dear Allie, I have a great marriage.
Built differently.
I have a penis. I can do what I want.
That does sound like
Allie is trying to read the letter.
Oh, here we go. Dear Allie, I have had a great marriage with my high school sweetheart for 17 years, and we have 2 kids together.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I recently saw in his old Facebook messages that he had a flirtation with one of our best friends that we used to double date with. Yeah. It doesn't appear they acted on it at all, but it was years of flirting and dirty pictures. Oh. Not all the time, but like every few months. I'm physically sick about it and don't know what to do. What should I do?
Murder, suicide.
Oh my God!
Dateline, change your name. Dateline, Friday night, 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
Talk to him about it, I guess.
Why were you snooping in his old Facebook messages?
Yeah, exactly.
She didn't trust him. Well, something was going on already.
Got what reason for,
she
didn't
found
you?
It.
Yeah, shouldn't have left his Facebook open. It's his fault.
No, he shouldn't be snooping.
It's a different world.
Here we go. If you're gonna cheat, if you're gonna do this kind of stuff, I'm not saying you should, but don't cheat on Facebook Messenger. Get like a weird like Words with Friends, and you do it in the DMs there because no one checks your Words with Friends. No one checks your Scrabble with your buddies.
And Willie knows this. He cheats
until now. Thanks, Willie.
That's actually good sneaky advice. That's impressive.
Yeah, use maps apps that people don't consider for messaging.
But. So this isn't the actual game itself. So you don't go on Wordle and do dick pee as your first word.
That's interesting. You stopped yourself at the word pick.
Yeah. Why not went ahead with the first one?
And went ahead and
right. Didn't go deep.
See, Wordle's only five letters.
Still, de-picked would have been fine. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I used to play chess with friends, and I would get random foreign people who would play with me, and they'd always DM like broken English requests, like show boobs.
Yeah. Show I want to check out your bobs, yeah? No, I've been
show boobs.
Show bobs.
I like American boobs.
Checkmate, bitch. Show boobs.
Pretty much.
Let's see tots.
Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest. The show is Sexy Time.
I don't think we helped this woman at all, but...
A-L-L.
I don't know.
We haven't helped anybody.
I mean, she really didn't do any... I mean, look, the guy shouldn't have done that, but yeah, I don't know what to do here.
I would just let...
If he didn't act on it, he actually gets a little bit of credit in a way.
That she knows him.
I know, I just figured out what to do. Okay, so the story again is...
She was snooping through his Facebook.
He was flirting with her old high school friend, right?
Whatever.
Yeah. So,
double daters.
Yeah. She needs to get her hair cut just like her friend, dressed just like her friend, and then on Halloween burst into the bedroom and go, "Hi, it's me, Nancy," and see what happens.
So go the psychotic route.
Yeah, go single white female on her ass.
Okay, I'm sorry. Next letter, please.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is rude to Uber drivers and waitresses and other forms of help.
Get out now. Yeah. Hate people.
Maybe they're not
working
hard. She's
super sweet to everyone else in person. She says it's not her being rude, but she's actually just being businesslike.
That's right. She has standards and she wants people to keep up with them.
No, she's a Karen.
To bow down.
It's all about her.
Yeah, I agree.
I like her.
You can't treat people like that.
Does she do cool things like put 5 ones on the dinner table and tell the waiter, hey, if you do well, that's going to be your tip tonight.
Look, sometimes those Uber drivers go, they do things they shouldn't, like talk to me.
They say things like, sir, please put pants on.
Yeah, I don't need to hear that. Trying to have one out.
He's sir. In that restaurant. He can take off his pants if he wants
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yep.
Here at Uber, we like you to be pantsless, man. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, how do you say in English?
Boy. He sure spun that into character.
Oh, really, yeah. I don't know. Got to relax over there. Bro.
I loved it. Boy, that's a shame. Isn't it embarrassing when the other person's yes. unnecessarily...
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or people
absolutely.
That people that litter. Can't stand that.
that right? What that, else don't you like?
You're not across people littering
no,
anymore?
People that are
oh, God, in New York, you couldn't
not,
date anyone.
That are not nice to waiters and waitresses. I can't stand that.
No, yeah, it's not that hard to just be decent.
Be a decent person.
yeah. Absolutely.
Common courtesy is a lost art.
Now, that said, customer service is not what it should be. I mean, I think we can all admit that. It's terrible.
Well, these people are under...
I don't know how many
overworked.
Times I am so tempted to look at it. No, they're not underpaid. Are you kidding me? If you work for tips, you're not. You the only way you're underpaid is if you suck.
Or you get her as a customer, and mm-hmm. she's like, I just didn't get cold enough Coke, you know?
Hey, you want your Coke cold.
I wanted more ice. I'd reach between your legs, lady.
Yes, you got to let them know.
Be respectful, right? Be polite about it.
We have time for one more letter. Allie Breen, what is it?
Dear Allie, none of my friends like my boyfriend. They don't think he treats me well enough, and they're like, dump him. There's plenty of great men out there, so why waste your time? But they're all either single or divorced, so are there really men out there, or do they just want me to be miserable like them?
Can I take this? It sounds like your friends are women, and that seems to be the major issue. Every friend group I have ever dealt with, they all hate me, they think I'm dumb, they think I'm loud. Ugh, get out of here, ladies.
There are other guys out there.
I had a sore spot with Willie.
I don't know if they may have...
Yeah, really dump this guy and watch and see how fast one of those other women picks him up.
Oh, wow. That would be horrible.
Yeah.
They may have your best interest in mind.
Yeah,
they're your friends.
Out there that really care about you and they see something you don't.
They see you happy and it makes them mad.
I don't know. I hope not. Boy, oh boy.
I believe that. Yeah.
If it's all of her friends, there has to be something wrong.
Yes. This is their nice way of trying to do an intervention before they end up losing her altogether.
Mm. Womp womp.
Okay, well, Allie, I think we've had a really unsuccessful show today, but we're here to help.
Fail.
Allie Breen, Allibreen, and she's going to be riding horses all week, so she'll have time
to answer
your letters.
Yes, exactly.
We'd love to hear from you. Are you a good equestrian?
I'm pretty good. I used to be really good, and I've gotten back into it, so I'm decent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you a jumper? What are you doing?
I'm a jumper, yeah. Cool. I don't go high, but like half a meter.
That's nice.
Well, I'll look up Christopher Reeve before you take off. Okay?
Wow. Just say it. Unnecessarily.
Have
you ever done a fox hunt?
I have, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I've done fox hunts a bunch and hunter paces. I do that stuff more than actual jump shows.
Oh, that's
Those are
cool.
really fun.
Huh. I wonder how the fox feels about it.
Yeah.
Maniacs on
we
horses.
They never pet the fox.
Ruin our neighborhood once again.
What did we do?
Scared to death.
Get loud, scary. There are these giant animals.
Yeah.
Look at all these beagles. Where'd they come from?
Oh, my God. They've got guns. Oh, my God.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Draymond Green has a podcast. He was asking Mark Cuban why at the beginning of 2024, Cuban sold a huge part of his company.
He's like, did you see how much money I got? I'm sure there's a more graceful answer than that. But dude, I bought it for $200 million and sold it for $6 billion. Like, what the heck? Of course
I don't think it was that much more graceful than that.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.